from KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. An effort to give private charter school companies priority on buying unused public school property in schools is advancing through the Arkansas legislature this week. The superintendent of the Little Rock School District, Mike Poore, is on the line. Thanks a lot for your time.
Good morning, Jacob, and good morning to your listeners.
Let's fundamentally kind of dive into the concept behind this. Is the district, the public in general, somehow fundamentally ceding some right to public property to private interests via this bill? Is that how you interpret? How do you interpret this bill?
Well, you know, they've tried to leverage a little bit to give some flexibility for the district to have control over the facility and its use for a period of time. But bottom line is that on the bigger scale of things, it is my belief that decisions like this should be left to local control. Obviously, we have a situation right here in Little Rock right now after my recommendation and how that was accepted to move forward, and we have two buildings that we don't have a specific repurpose for. I feel a pressure and want to make sure that we come up with a solution for those buildings that will be agreeable to the community, and we want to do a community process to make sure that folks feel like this is a good solution with whatever may come forward. The challenge to that is that if we don't ultimately take care of this well as a community, then it kind of creates a priority for charter schools to have the first right of refusal, which in some ways that's kind of always been there, but now this kind of locks things in a much more tighter fashion of how things will move forward. And I spoke against the bill as it currently reads at the House Ed Committee.
You mentioned earlier that your plan to close and repurpose several schools in the district. If this does pass and charter schools do move into those vacant buildings, how do you think this would affect the district?
Well, first and foremost, I want to relay to your listeners that my target is to not have this go into the hands of charter schools. And I think that there are other things that are out there that can be a good community option for those sites. Last week, I believe, was the first week that we publicly pushed out, you know, the request for proposals, and those proposals are going to be received all the way through the end of spring break. We will hold community events so that people can weigh and give plus and minuses to the different concepts. That's a part of the issue here, is we have enough seats available in this community right now. You know, I made it very well known as a data piece that we had 2,300 seats that are available. If you add in portables, now we have 4,000 seats that are available. So, you know, our footprint is large enough right now, and we've got to, we don't need to, you know, enhance another options. We need to, in some ways, tighten a little bit right now because there's less population to be served.
So one of the reasons for closing a couple of the schools in the Little Rock School District was to help meet declining funds with the loss of desegregation aid. So with that in mind, this, you know, your plan would save a certain amount of money for the district, but if a charter school moved in, perhaps two or three of them, and drew hundreds of students away from the district, that would be a loss of revenue to the district as well. Have you thought about the math of that?
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, and that's why I hope the listeners...
I mean, would it make you regret closing the schools if it...
No, it does not, because if we... It does not make me regret it, because the other thing is that if we don't, that we impact the community in a different way. Because when you look at our budget, it's made up primarily, the biggest expense that you have is towards people. So if we don't tighten up in terms of our facilities, then what ends up happening is that you're going to go release workers from jobs, or you're going to go privatize custodial or food service, which ends up impacting the community in a different way. The pressure now is to move forward in terms of having viable solutions that the community can back and surround for the two sites, Woodruff and Franklin, to have those sites have entities, corporations, organizations, whatever you want to call it, come in to take over those facilities.
When did you first get indication that a bill like this would occur? When did you first hear about this? Did you have your plan on the future of those four schools before or after?
It probably was, you know, the plan in terms of utilization, those things were going on well before I knew anything about the bill. I really didn't become aware of the bill until after the Christmas break. Again, I hope I addressed this earlier. I don't think that would change my decision, because, you know, you've got finite resources, and you've got to try to lessen the impact. And I know, and I take with great seriousness, that the impact to Franklin and Woodruff and to Wilson are, that's significant things. And that's, again, why we have to go execute these transitions. You know, that's probably a topic for you and I to dive deeper into in the near future. I think that might be interesting for your listeners to hear.
Well, I've been speaking with the superintendent of the Little Rock School District, Mike Poor. Thanks a lot for your time and walking us through this.
Jacob, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to talk to your listeners, and I hope everyone has a great rest of the week.